Hello and good morning. My name is Mr. Menchek. I'm here this morning to talk with you a little bit about some social studies. I teach economics and modern American history at the Butler Senior High School. I'm joined this morning by a special guest. You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. My name is Ms. McKenzie, and I teach 8th grade geography and U.S. history at the Intermediate High School.
All right. We're going to start our day off here with the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you're listening along at home, here is the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Moving on to Rachel's challenge quote of the day, work hard, dream big, never give up. So now that we're done with those introductions, let's get into some American history. Being that we are in a presidential election year this year, we decided in our presentation this morning here, Ms. McKenzie and myself, that we were going to not present a traditional lesson. We've decided that playing a little game of presidential-related history might be fun for those of you listening in at home. So I'm going to pass the mic off here to Ms. McKenzie, and she's going to go over the rules with you.
Okay, so here is how the game's going to work. We're going to go through a series of five multiple-choice questions. And all of the questions are somehow tied to an American president. So it won't necessarily be that a president is the answer, just that there's some kind of a tie-in. You're going to have four answers to choose from. The answer options will be read to you twice, and then we will give you about 3 seconds to choose an answer. So if you're playing along at home and you want to keep track of your score and you want to just number maybe 1 to 5 on a paper, that would be something that you could maybe do to play along. So I think we're ready to get into our first question, and Mr. Menchek is going to read this one off for you.
All right. Hopefully you're ready at home. You got your paper, your pencil, or your brain. Question number one. In the Gettysburg Address, Abraham Lincoln uses the famous phrase 47 years ago. The question to you listening at home is, how many years are in a score? 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, or 25 years? So in the Gettysburg Address, Abraham Lincoln uses the famous phrase 47 years ago. How many years are in a score? 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, or 25 years? All right, we're going to put 3 seconds on the clock. See if you can come up with the answer. All right, the correct answer, 20 years. 20 years. The score is 20 years. So Gettysburg Address was given by Lincoln after the conclusion of the Civil War battle that took place not far from here in the eastern part of the state in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Lincoln traveled to Gettysburg to dedicate the battlefield cemetery to all the soldiers who had fallen during that 3-day engagement. Lincoln, in his reference to 47 years, was referencing the year 1776, which was, as you know at home, the year in which the United States declared independence from Great Britain. Lisa, do you want to, Ms. McKenzie, do you want to send us a fun fact about Lincoln?
Yeah, so for each question, we're going to try and tie in a fun fact. So we understand that not all of you listening are social studies teachers or history buffs, but these could be things that you're watching Jeopardy at home with Grandma. Maybe a question comes up. You might end up learning something today. So, fun fact about Lincoln, he shares the title of the tallest U.S. president with Lyndon B. Johnson. They were both 6'4" tall. And on the other end, we have James Madison, who was the shortest president at just 5'4".
All right, Ms. McKenzie, you ready to deliver us question number two?
Okay, question number two. Theodore Roosevelt was president when the United States began its construction of the Panama Canal in 1904. Panama is a small country located in Central America. What type of unique landform is Panama? Is it a peninsula, an isthmus, an archipelago, or a strait? So again, what type of landform is Panama? A peninsula, isthmus, archipelago, or strait? I'm going to put 3 seconds on the clock. Okay, our answer is Panama is an isthmus, and an isthmus is a narrow strip of land connecting two larger pieces of land. So it took about 10 years for the United States to complete construction of the Panama Canal, And upon its completion, it provided the world with a connection between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, really a shortcut, so you wouldn't have to travel all the way around South America. And for the United States at the time, it was really important because we had just concluded the Spanish-American War, and we now had territories in both oceans that we needed to be able to protect. So the U.S. controlled the canal's operation until 1999, and at that point, it was handed back over to Panama. So, Mr. Menchak, can you give us a fun fact about Theodore Roosevelt?
Sure. Theodore Roosevelt is and remains to this day the youngest person to ever assume the office of the presidency. He did so under some very unfortunate circumstances. At the time, he was vice president of the United States, and the president, William McKinley, was assassinated, shot and killed by an assassin's bullet. At the time he took over office, Theodore Roosevelt was 42 years old. Think about that, 42 years old. Sticking with the theme of young presidents, we're going to move on to question number three. Hopefully you're doing well there at home and you're two for two. Question number three, sticking with the theme of young presidents, is who was the youngest ever elected president of the United States? Now, we just found out that Theodore Roosevelt is the youngest ever to take the office of the presidency, but he wasn't elected. He assumed that office as vice president. So who was the youngest ever elected president? Your choices are Thomas Jefferson, Bill Clinton, Ulysses S. Grant, John F. Kennedy. So who was the youngest ever elected president of the United States? Thomas Jefferson, Bill Clinton, Ulysses S. Grant, or John F. Kennedy. Time on the clock, Ms. McKenzie, 3 seconds, here you go. All right, and your correct answer is John F. Kennedy. For those of you who know a little bit about Kennedy, Kennedy was elected in 1960 after a very, very heated presidential race against Richard Nixon, who was the vice president at the time. The 1960 election is oftentimes remembered for being the first election where television played a very, very prominent role for the campaigning presidential candidates. It provided Americans with their first ever picture or live televised presidential debate between the two candidates. Lisa, Ms. McKenzie, do you want to give us a fun fact about JFK?
Sure. So something that you may not know about JFK, while he was serving as an officer in the U.S. Navy during World War II, he was wounded when his PT boat was cut in half by a Japanese destroyer. So he is the only U.S. president to have received a Purple Heart. Okay, moving on to question number four. Presidential powers are laid out in Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution. It defines a presidential term as lasting 4 years. But the Founding Fathers did not include a term limit for the presidency. What constitutional amendment limits a president to 2 terms? 14th Amendment, 19th Amendment, 22nd Amendment, or 26th Amendment? Again, what constitutional amendment limits a president to 2 terms? 14th, 19th, 22nd, or 26th? Time on the clock starts now. Okay, and our correct answer is the 22nd Amendment. So Congress passed the 22nd Amendment in March of 1947. Prior to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, presidents stuck to the standard that was set by George Washington, our first president, of only serving 2 terms. So FDR was the first president to kind of break that tradition. So how about a little fun fact about FDR that relates to our question, Mr. Menchak?
So Franklin Delano Roosevelt is and remains the only president to be elected to more than 2 terms as a president. He was first elected in 1932 during a very, very difficult time during the Great Depression. He would go on to be elected to a total of 4 terms, as we've mentioned. Unfortunately, he will die 2 months and 23 days into his 4th term, close to the end of World War II. So by the time it was all said and done, FDR served a whopping total of 4,422 days in office, a record that will stand the test of time. All right, so that's 4 of 4 questions. We're going to move on to the last question of the day. So Your last opportunity to show your knowledge of U.S. presidential-related history here. Question number five is going to come at you now. Sticking with the theme of amendments, the 19th Amendment granted universal women's suffrage, or the right to vote, to women in the United States. The 19th Amendment will celebrate its 100th birthday later this summer in August of 2020. The question for you at home is, which U.S. president was in office when the 19th Amendment was ratified? Woodrow Wilson, Herbert Hoover, Warren Harding, Calvin Coolidge. So once again, our last and final question, which U.S. president was in office when the 19th Amendment was ratified? Your choices are Woodrow Wilson, Herbert Hoover, Warren Harding, or Calvin Coolidge. All right, Miss McKenzie, can you put 3 seconds on the clock for us? All right, time's up. If you guessed Woodrow Wilson, you got the answer correct. Wilson was a little hesitant initially to support women's voting rights due to opposition from certain groups of supporters throughout the nation, but it was believed by many historians that Wilson's observation of women's roles during World War I started to change his mind. Although more credit should probably be given to the thousands of suffragists and other activists who helped women move that cause along the way with the completion and passing of the 19th Amendment. So, Ms. McKenzie, do you want to finish off this question session with a fun fact about President Woodrow Wilson?
All right, so fun fact about Woodrow Wilson. He is one of only four presidents to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and it was for his efforts in ending World War I and contributions that he made to the League of Nations. So the other three presidents are Theodore Roosevelt in 1906, Jimmy Carter in 2002, and Barack Obama in 2009. So that concludes our little game for you guys today. Hopefully you were able to play along with us. No matter how you scored on today's game, we hope that you learned something new, something that you haven't heard before. So go ahead and give yourself a high five, but please make sure that it is followed by a thorough washing of your hands for the recommended 20 seconds.
All right, I will close this out. Thanks for joining us here today, Ms. McKenzie. I'm Mr. Menchak, and remind you to stay positive, stay safe, be kind, and we hope to see you all back in the classroom as soon as possible. Thank you.